is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
You have a letter there.
Yeah, this is a letter. This is really, really weird what we're about to do here, because I have a letter in front of me that I haven't opened since 1990. How many years ago is that?
That's a fair few years ago.
Yeah. And
why are you opening a letter from 1990?
Well, I was going through the mother's attic at the weekend, and there's a big chest, a big box up in her attic of all stuff that I have from my childhood that I left in the house when I moved out. And I came across something that was very nostalgic, and it's a letter that was written to me in June 1990 by a pen pal. Now, we get to that in a second, the whole pen pal thing, because I'm sure there's people listening, Adrian, at the moment are going, what? What? What's a pen pal? Adrian will explain to you in a moment what a pen pal is. Well, actually, we may as well do it now because it will make sense. A pen pal is something that if you're in your 30s or even in your late 20s or your 40s, a pen pal was something that pretty much everybody had growing up, because there was no social media. So there was organisations called pen pals which would match you with someone from the other side of the world. And I had a pen pal back in June of 1990. Her name was Tracy, and she came from a place in America called Maryland. Is that what the name is? Is that how you pronounce it?
Maryland, yep.
Maryland.
Yep.
And I found this letter up in the attic from Tracy from June 1990, and I said, you know what? I'll read it out on air. Now, obviously, I read it back in 1990, but I can't remember.
Right, go on.
Okay, this could be cringy. Okay, here's what it says. Hi, Jeremy. It was nice to hear from you. Ireland looks awesome. Because I sent her a photograph, obviously, of
Ireland.
Of Ireland.
Yeah.
I hope to visit someday. In my high school, one of our teachers is from a place called Cork in Ireland. Do you know it? Different time. I mean, America was a far place away there. Do you have any pets? I have a dog called Pedro. Probably dead at this stage, would he be? I speak Spanish as well. What languages do you speak? What is the weather like in Ireland? I live in Maryland and the winters are very, very cold. Is Ireland a cold country? A guy asked me to his prom next month. It's awesome. She uses awesome quite a bit. A prom is like a dance for high school students. And it's going to be so, so awesome. I look forward to hearing back from you soon. Say hi to everyone in Ireland. I shouldn't be making fun of him. Say hi to everyone in Ireland. Love, Tracy. Ah!
That is lovely.
That's after bringing back such... As I said, I haven't read that letter since 1990. And I, like many of you listening, had a pen pal back in the 90s and the 80s. And her name was Tracy. She was from Maryland. Everything was awesome in Tracy's
very good.
Land. And I used to love getting letters from Tracy. They came every 6 weeks or whatever.
But here's the funny part. You mentioned this to, was it your cousin?
Yeah, it was my cousin who was 19. I mentioned it to her yesterday. I said, oh, I found a letter from my pen pal. And she said, what? And I said, my pen pal. And she just couldn't grasp the notion of a pen pal, what a pen pal was about, because she has friends on Instagram who live in America or live in Australia. And she couldn't understand the whole concept of writing a letter to a complete stranger. And I mean, looking back on the letter, it's quite banal, isn't it?
I'll tell you
it?
What I want to talk about, because I was amazed by the reaction of your cousin. What is it? What things can young people not get their heads around today? Like the concept of a pen pal, writing a letter which goes in the post that takes probably 2 weeks to arrive at its destination, and you get a reply to that letter another 2 or 3 weeks later. So it's a correspondence that takes like 6 weeks.
And I remember, because neither of us knew what each other looked like, and in order to do that, you couldn't just link on social media. So she had to get a photograph taken, get the photograph developed. And I remember she sent me a photograph of her prom night, God love her, with her boyfriend at the time. Nowadays, you would just WhatsApp that to someone in America, but she had to get the photo printed out and put it in an envelope.
And sent to you. Yeah.
And sent to me. Like, it was...
Okay, I want you to text or WhatsApp me right now on 0877 98 98 98. Not just about pen pals.
But things that the youth will never understand. They will never get.
Yeah. So another example we had was, back in the day when you went on a holiday to Spain, if you're of a certain age, you will remember having to queue up at a coin box or one of those sheds that had loads of phone boxes, loads of phones in them, just to make a phone call back home.
With a bag of pesetas.
Yeah.
Now, some people listening will go, what's a peseta? A peseta was the money in Spain before the euro.
Exactly.
And you would have to get all the pesetas and you'd be putting them into the, and you try to ring your mother and you'd get a Spanish operator. Buenas tardes. The numero, you know that. And you go, what is that person saying? I'm trying to ring my house. Whereas the youth of today, all you have to do when you're away on holidays now is ring Ma on your phone and you get them straight away.
Exactly. Okay, we want you to text or WhatsApp. What things do young people just not get?
And by the way, I'm going to send her a reply. I still have her address.
Have you?
Will I send her a reply back?
But she won't get it for another 6 weeks.
And she may have moved on with her life.
Yeah, I would think so. Okay, what things do young people not understand anymore? For example, I remember trying to explain to a nephew of mine about vinyl and how it actually works. And he couldn't get his head around the concept of putting the needle onto the vinyl record as it spins around to make the music. He couldn't get his head around
the
technology.
Although vinyl is making a comeback, isn't it?
But anyway, the
youth.
What do young people not get? What have they missed out on that you might have had when you were younger? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. You can send us a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 98 98 98. Now, Kevin is in Ballally. How are you, Kevin?
How are you doing, Adrian?
Good, Kevin. Now, you had a pen pal back in the day.
I did, yeah.
It says here that he was English and his... Oh, sorry, you were English and your pen pal was Irish.
That's right, yeah.
But it actually It actually had a happy ending.
Well, it had a very happy ending and still has a very happy ending as well.
Okay, go on. What was the happy ending?
Well, we started off in 1962 writing to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're married 53 years on May the 3rd.
Wow.
So that was like Tinder for the older generation.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
It was though. Pen pal Tinder.
Yeah.
So three children,
six grandchildren.
So you ended up, how did you become pen pals with her?
Started off, I worked for a company in England in Nottingham called British Rototherm. They used to make industrial thermometers.
Right.
And she worked in a subsidiary company here in Glenigary. And apparently she'd written a name and address on a box that was get delivered to Nottingham. A couple of women found the name and address, and they said, well, one of you maybe write to her. So three of us said we'd write. So I picked a long straw, so I wrote to her, and I got a letter back after 2 weeks, and that was it.
Wow. And you wrote back and forward and back and forward and eventually met and...
The
rest is history.
The rest is history, yeah.
Isn't that mad? And we were talking about how young people can't even get their heads around the concept of having a pen pal.
Yeah.
And your, like Jeremy said, Tinder for the 60s.
Well, the gas thing is about my pen pal Tracy, Kevin, is that we finally sent each other photographs. And when I sent her a photograph of me, the pen pal stopped. She just stopped contacting me.
Oh, really?
I was like completely ghosted by her after she got my photograph.
Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Morning, lads. The young people today wouldn't get the concept that when we were younger, we used to go around knocking at neighbours' doors, collecting the TK empty bottles and Sidona empty bottles to bring back to the shop to get your 5p on a TK bottle or 10p on a Sidona bottle if you were lucky to get a Sidona bottle. They'd never understand that we used to have to actually go out and earn our pocket money.
Well, I have to say, it's a concept that I think we should have, we should bring back. Used to be able to collect money for bringing back glass bottles for recycling. Why don't we do that again?
Yeah, it was a brilliant... It's how I made my money as a child. And for those of you who aren't aware of it, drinks, like, you know when you get a 2-litre bottle of 7-Up now, it's in a plastic bottle. Back in the day, they were in glass bottles.
Yeah.
Lucozade was in the glass bottle and 7-Up and whatever. And I remember the Lucozade would have the big plastic, the orange plastic wrapped around it as well. And when you were finished with it, you would bring it back to the shop.
And you'd get 10p or 5p or whatever for the bottle.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it? Michael, you're on 98FM. How are you, Michael?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
What is it that young people just can't get their heads around today?
I was talking to my niece the other day and we were talking about a video store. And she had no idea what a video store was.
Now, a video store was somewhere like Extravision or whatever.
Chartbusters.
Chartbusters, yeah. Where you went in and you hired a film.
Yeah, you had a good look around. Look at a library for movies.
And you went in and you rented the movie and you brought it home and you watched it and then you brought it back, basically.
Well, you had to do all the tracking and getting and rewinding it and stuff because it was never in good condition.
Now, Extravision only went out of business, lads, in 2016.
That's right, yeah.
It's not that long.
But the point being that even before they closed, they were only renting out DVDs and stuff like that. Videotapes are long since gone. But the idea of renting a movie just seems bizarre now where...
It's Netflix.
Where it's Netflix now. Do you know what I mean? Or you just go online and watch a movie.
Okay, do either of you remember what was written on the... I wonder if anybody remembers this. What was written... on the VHS, the cassette tapes, on the Extravision VHS cassette tapes.
Oh, please, Be Kind Rewind.
Yes, that's it.
Be Kind Rewind.
Yeah, there was a sticker on all of and our local Extravision would charge you if you didn't rewind it. And there was a sticker on them, and lots of you remember this. So you would get the VHS cassette, Adrian, and you would take it out of the box, and on it, there was a little Extravision sticker, and it would say, Be Kind, Please Rewind.
And that was asking you, when you finished watching the movie, to rewind it back to the start so that the next person...
Now, there's people listening going, why would you rewind a movie? How do you rewind a movie? How does that happen? Explain it, Adrian.
No, we're talking about the fact that young people can't get their heads around it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yes, Please Be Kind Rewind. Thanks, Michael. What is it that young people can't get their heads around today? And some of these things, by the way... We're only talking about 10 or 15 years ago. We're not talking about 70 or 80 years ago. Joey, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Joey?
How are you doing, lads? How's things?
Good, thanks, Joey. Kids don't understand. Yeah, go on.
Dial-up phone. My mum still has her operating phone where you put your finger in and you go around the numbers.
She does not.
She does. A red one.
So this is where, like, you want to dial the number 9, you put your finger in the number 9,
and go all
you
the way around
it around a circle, and then let it go, and it goes...
And I asked my uncle to do it, and he couldn't do it. And he thought that the piece that you put your finger in was a child lock. And you press the number, you take it off, press the numbers. That's what he thought that was.
Now, I remember that phone that you used your finger to go... 1, 2. Do you remember if you had relatives in England or America and you were trying to ring it and you had to put in 20
half
digits?
Half an hour.
Yeah, you literally had half an hour to ring the person.
And there's another one there as well. A wedding gushy. We were talking about it before.
Yeah.
My kids don't know what a wedding gushy is when you come out and charge money for the wedding. You hadn't a clue what that was.
Oh, sorry. Rachel, who works with us, is just after saying in my ear, what's that?
Wedding gushy basically is when all the kids stand outside waiting on the bride to come out of the house. When she comes out, they throw up a big load of money up into the air and all the kids from the estate would run around grabbing the money. I remember growing up, we'd be watching out for wedding cars going up the road.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'd be hoping there'd be a wedding every weekend because you get a few bob for some sweets.
Very good. All right, Joey, thanks very much indeed. What do kids just not understand? That's what we're asking you. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. And in fact, here's another message, I think on the same theme, is it?
Old school telephones, lads. They haven't a clue how to ring them or hang up or do anything.
Okay, same message.
They're actually making a comeback, by the way.
What, old school telephones?
Yeah, I was in a shop there the other day. I think Argos actually are selling them.
Have they not got buttons on them?
No, it's that that thing, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, here's another WhatsApp voice message.
Hey, young boys. I remember me ma used to have to put a lock on the house phone to stop you using the house phone. I wonder what kids really understand that your ma had to lock the house phone so you wouldn't be able to make calls. Brilliant.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, the little, you know, the dial that went around in the circle, you put a little lock on the number 0 so it couldn't move.
Ah, stop.
Yeah, really? Seriously, yeah.
Oh, here's another thing that the youth won't understand. It's when you were on the internet at home and your mother wanted to use the phone to ring her auntie or to ring her sister. So you'd be on the internet downloading music or whatever the case may be, whatever you were doing as a teenager, and you'd be up in your bedroom on the dial-up internet, which made a sound like, what was the sound, Adrian? That's exactly what it sounded like. And if you were on the internet in your house... Nobody could use the landline, the phone. And your mother would shout up to you, Adrian, I need to ring your auntie Moira. Get off the internet, Adrian. And Adrian would then have to hang up the dial tone of the internet I mean, even mentioning the words dial tone and internet, I'm sure people are going, what the hell is a dial tone internet? I think you have the sound of it here.
This is what it used to sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen now. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Adrian, I'm waiting to ring my sister.
This is the noise you get every time you were connecting your computer to the internet. Oh, God.
And it was IOL, I think was the name of the company, wasn't it?
Ireland Online.
Ireland
yeah.
Online. Oh, sorry, somebody just sent us a photograph, Adrian. And explain to people what that is.
Oh, that is an Extravision videotape asking you to please rewind tape.
Yeah, it's a tape. To Lock and Stock and Two Smoking Barrels is the movie, and on top of the VHS cassette, please rewind tape.
Elaine is in Finglas. You're on 98FM, Elaine. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Now, what is it that kids just can't get their heads around?
Kids today wouldn't understand having to make arrangements to meet your friends at a very specific place at a very specific time. Otherwise, you'd absolutely no way of getting in contact with each other to say you were going to be late or you were running a bit behind. So you could be standing at like the Cleary's clock waiting for your friends. And
because, of course, back then you didn't have a mobile phone, so you couldn't text them to say, I'm standing outside the GPO. You had to pre-arrange where you were going to meet them. And like you said, a very specific place at a very specific time.
Yeah. Every time. And you might chance your arm, if they were running really late, you might chance your arm and run to a payphone and ring their house to ask their mum had they left and when they left, so that you could try and gauge when they might arrive. But you'd be like trying to keep an eye on location.
Because now with a smartphone, you just have to ping your location, send your location, and person just walks to where you are.
Exactly. And even when we first had mobile phones, there was no texting. You could only ring, and only if you had credit. So even if you had a phone, really ring them to see where they were, and you definitely couldn't text because it hadn't been
invented.
Yeah, and there was no social media, so you just had to stand there like a nap.
And it's funny when you look at the way we're surrounded by technology now with smartphones and everything else, you do wonder how in God's name we coped without all that.
Well, the funny thing is, I think we probably met up with our friends more back then because you didn't have that.
Mm.
So you made the effort to actually get out and see each other.
That's true.
Otherwise you didn't.
All right, good to talk to you, Elaine. Thanks very much indeed. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, lads. The kids today will be laughing at us years ago with the old Commodore 64 computer. And you'll be waiting about half an hour for the games to unload.
Or to load. Susan, you're on 98FM. How are you, Susan?
Hi, how's it going?
Susan, what can kids just not get their heads around?
Black and white photos. My daughter saw pictures of my mother and father as kids in a black and white photo. And she actually thought that real life, as she called it, was in black and white. And she couldn't get her head around when did the colour come in.
Would you believe when I was a kid, I thought the exact same thing. I thought before I was born, everything was in black and white. The world was in black and white. I couldn't get my head around.
So there's no hope for her then?
No, none whatsoever. And I was actually watching a documentary on Netflix or something recently, and it is World War II in colour. And it's like, before that, I always thought World War II happened in black and white. But no, it actually happened in colour. And they had video to prove that it happened in colour. Or maybe the video was touched up. I don't know how it worked. But
the
world was actually in colour before colour television was invented. Or colour photographs were invented. Very good. All right, Susan, thanks very much indeed. Richie, you're on 98FM. How are you, Richie?
Good, lads, and yourself?
What can kids not get their heads around?
I don't know if anyone else did it, but when we were younger, hanging around, if the bus man would stop at the bus stop, we'd ask him for a bus roll and used to fire out a lot of bus rolls to us.
This is... you're talking about when there was conductors on the buses?
No, when there was conductors on the buses, or when the driver, before lead cards came and you paid your fare, whatever it was, 50 or 60 pounds, and you get your ticket, and they carry spare bus rolls to put into the ribbon and print out your ticket.
Well, now, they do still have bus tickets.
Yeah, my kids don't understand that either, because all I'm aware of is leave cards.
Yes, and that's the way it should be. And within a couple of years, you won't be able to pay cash on the buses, I would imagine.
But yeah, that's what we used to do when they're hanging around. We saw a bus coming along, we'd scarp after the bus, and we stopped at the bus stop, we'd ask them for a spare bus roll. And we'd either fling them around trees or fling them at each other when you're playing in the field. Free crack.
Brilliant. Love it. Thanks very much indeed, Richie. And I think we have one more WhatsApp voice message.
Kids just can't get their heads around Bon Jovi.
Oh, this is going to be an ongoing theme on this programme, I can just tell. Let me explain what that's all about. Last Thursday on the programme, what were we even doing? Oh, yes, yes. We were doing a thing on posters that you had in your bedroom as a kid. And we actually got this message.
Bon Jovi, don't tell anybody.
Oh, sorry, it just doesn't stop getting funny. And anyway, so it's become an ongoing theme on the programme. So his message today is...
Kids just can't get their heads around Bon Jovi. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. And the last week's message was so funny, I actually saved it. Finally, my daughter asked, was the tape deck in a classic car that I have, was it a phone holder? I tried to explain tapes. Yeah, it just wasn't happening. Couldn't get her head around the concept of a tape. And in fact, just on tapes, another person says, give them an unraveled cassette tape and a pencil and watch the confusion. Now, if you are of a certain age that remembers cassette tapes, you'll know exactly what that message means. Give them an unraveled cassette tape and a pencil and watch the confusion. That's a brilliant idea. And one final WhatsApp voice message.
I was talking to my sister the other day when my mum and dad, back in the day when they first got their first colour television, it was obviously black and white before then, and they were watching Wizard of Oz. And of course, it was in black and white. And they thought the telly was broken and they were going to have to watch everything in black and white until the colour came in. And well, she was mesmerised by it. It was such a great story.
That's brilliant. Kids today wouldn't understand a steel clothes hanger in the back of the television. That was how you, if your aerial was broke, you have to plug a thing into the back of the telly. Brendan, where's that? Is that a WhatsApp message? Oh, sorry, top text. Oh, yeah. Would kids today understand pulling the choke before you start a car and putting it in again once it was started, asked Brendan in Taylorstown? No, is the simple answer, Brendan. Back in the day, there was a little knob in your car and you had to pull it out, and that basically allowed extra fuel to go into the engine in order to start a cold car. Today's cars have an automatic choke in them. They do it all by themselves. Kids wouldn't understand that you had to wait about 2 weeks to get your holiday photos from the chemist. Well, you did. You absolutely did. You had to wait about 2 weeks. So you came home from your holidays and you dropped the roll of film into the local chemist and you collected them in about 2 weeks when they're ready. So you couldn't actually look at all your holiday photos before you came home, like we do now. Kids don't know the way of texting on a Nokia phone, even. You have to press the number 4 twice to get the letter K and so on. Yeah, they just wouldn't be able to get their heads around that one. And, yeah, there you go. Kids wouldn't understand that we used to have only 3 television channels. Mind you, I have about 500 on my telly now, but still end up watching the same 3.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.